Good afternoon. We'll call this meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is now 1:34 p.m. Wednesday, January 26, 2022. Comprising our quorum today is Representative Shragi, Representative Gillen, Representative Hannon, myself, Representative Putkadup, Representative Hopkins, Representative Kronk, Representative Fields, and Representative McKay. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary, Robin, and our Hilo staff member, Leo, over here, and welcome Ms. Boomershine in the audience. I think everybody's aware where we left off regarding House Bill 135. There was some comments in regards to producing an amendment, and that's what we're here to address today. So Representative Hopkins had produced that amendment, and it was posted to BASIS yesterday, so you should have had time to read through it. And it was labeled before you today as 8.1. Representative Hopkins.
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment 8.1.
And I'll object for the purpose of an amendment that came from DNR that's just cleaning house to the language that Representative Hopkins had. And ideally, what I would like to happen is that we move through that clean house amendment without objection, and then we come back to this amendment, and we can have our explanation and discussion. So, Representative Hopkins.
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment 1 to Amendment A.1, a conceptual amendment, on Work Draft 32-GH1618A.1 is the amendment number.
Okay. Seeing or hearing no objection on the amendment to the amendment, it is hereby considered passed. And we're back to my objection on the original amendment as amended now, and open for discussion. And I'll have Representative Hopkins explain his amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment is to allow for greater input of impacted stakeholders and property owners in and around an area that is being explored for geothermal potential. Currently in the bill, the notice of stakeholders and impacted properties is only required when the project moves forward from exploration to being a commercial operation as it moves forward as a project. I wanted to make sure that the public had as much understanding of what was happening around them and to their property as possible throughout this process. Well, not as possible, but at good stages. And so what this amendment does is when an exploration license is given, it would be additional notice to the impacted stakeholders and property in the area, and not just when it moves forward. So it would be a two-step notification process. The language that came from DNR, as it should all be in your folder. Unfortunately, when the amendment was written by Ledge Legal, they used the term prospecting license, which is not found anywhere in DNR's regulations. So DNR said, please use the term license. So you see that delete C, and now it says prospecting permit, license, or lease under that, and that's what we've replaced it with. In the email from Department of Natural Resources, it says the codification of those notice requirements that are in Amendment A.1 in Alaska statutes will further strengthen and assure the public's access to the same. So I ask you to join me in supporting this amendment as we protect property owners' rights so that they know what's happening around them in Alaska as we move forward with hopefully good geothermal projects in the future.
Thank you, Representative Hopkins. And I'll give the opportunity to DNR to add any other clarification if they'd like before we open it up for discussion on the amendment. Ms. Payne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon to the committee. For the record, my name is Haley Payne. I am the Deputy Director of the Division of Oil and Gas. As mentioned here, the department does not have any objection to the amendment as proposed. I would just like to provide for a point of clarification. So in regulation currently, specifically AAC, I believe 84700, we do require at the disposal phase a preliminary best interest finding for geothermal. So that means already at the preliminary best interest finding and the final best interest finding, we are required by statute to go through the disposal public notice process. So those two will exist already and will just be reinforced. What this amendment will do is have DNR at the moment of issuance also listed in. So we will now have three different public notice periods prior to a project. And then there would be a fourth public notice period should operations be approved. Again, we already have the ability to undertake this, but just wanted to provide that clarification to the amendment as proposed.
Thank you, Ms. Payne. Is there further discussion regarding the amendment? Seeing or hearing none, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection? No objection. The amendment passes. So now we're back to the main bill. Representative Hopkins, what's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move HB 135, Work Order 32-GH1618/A, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Is there any objection from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, HB 135 has moved. I would just like to note that Leg Legal has the ability to make any conforming changes in regards to effective dates, etc. And let the record reflect that Representative Rauscher joined us at 137. Thank you. And we'll take a brief at ease while members have the opportunity to sign the report.
I'll see you on the agenda today.
That's it. Hello, hello. There we are. Back from the brief at ease. Thanks for your efforts in signing the committee report. We had left room on Friday's agenda to clean up whatever else was pending in regards to HB 135. So seeing as we've concluded our work on that, Friday's meeting will be canceled, so make your plans accordingly. We'll see you on Monday the 31st for a presentation from the Department of Natural Resources on the impact of federal actions on activity in my hometown and in my backyard, the North Slope. And then to further push out on the schedule, the scheduled slots for February 2nd and the 4th are canceled as I have some scheduling conflicts there. With that, any other things that members might want to apprise the committee of? All right. Seeing or hearing none, the meeting of the House Resources Committee is now adjourned at 1:44 p.m.